You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello, and welcome to Triviality, the game where lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil, and this isn't a normal episode that you would hear every Tuesday, which is about an hour of general knowledge trivia, because today is a special bonus episode. And I'm glad to be joined here by the person that is most equipped to host this bonus episode, and that is Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, Neil? I feel like, out of the four of us, I might be the best equipped. But
I think so, too.
Certainly not best equipped overall. There's got to be somebody who knows more about geography than me. In fact, I'm thinking we have three of them with us today.
I think we do. We have some great trivia fans and trivia players who signed up to play a geography bonus episode. And like I said, normally we have a hour-long episode every Tuesday you can listen to. So if you just started listening to the show on this episode, know that we don't talk about geography all the time. We try to include as much as we can, but this is for the geography diehards. And speaking of that, we wanted to thank a bunch of our Patreon supporters and listeners who submitted questions for today's episode. This is sort of a new format we're trying, where we kind of community source some questions, we write some questions ourselves, and we want to pay a huge thanks to Not a Robot Patreon member Drew Davies from San Diego, Will Gilbert, Sean Huang, Ryan Boyd, Ian Belovich, Oakland 5 supporter, and Ann Herndon. And I wrote a couple questions, questions from Jay Friend, and Jeff also wrote some other questions. So thank you to everyone who submitted questions. We hope that we do them justice when we read them and the players are able to answer them. But as I said, we need players to play this game, so let's introduce them now. Our first contestant we want to introduce, and I do want to say all of these contestants are Patreon supporters, which we appreciate. Our first contestant coming to us from the Dallas area, Nathan Charnock. How are you, Nathan?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing okay. And you told us right before we started recording that it may be a little bit dangerous where you're at. We hope you're okay, but is everything all right by you?
The storms haven't quite started, but we'll see. They'll be here eventually.
All right. Well, hopefully it doesn't turn into anything dangerous, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I work for the public transit agency here. Grew up in Texas. I've lived around in some other places, but just ended up back here. And there's at one point in my life I was so poor that my best way to eat was to get gift cards from Bar Trivia. So I've stuck with it ever since.
That's a great story. We all love going to Bar Trivia and getting those gift cards, because I feel like a lot of Bar Trivia, you don't get huge cash prizes. I think I've only been at one where like a TV, I think, was the prize. But that was like 80 teams or something like that. So normally it's, you get 20, 25 bucks, 30 bucks to go buy some chicken tenders or something for the next week. So we appreciate you being here, Nathan, and good luck today.
Thank you.
Our next competitor coming to us from Sandy Springs, but just right outside Atlanta, is Zane Placey. He was just on a recent episode hosting a game, which we had a lot of fun with. Thanks for joining us again, Zane.
Yeah, really good to be back. Good to be here as a contestant. Hopefully I don't embarrass myself.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be great. We see you supporting your Georgia Bulldogs there with a flag behind you. But for people who don't know anything about you, why don't you give us a little rundown?
Yeah, I just graduated from the University of Georgia last May and then moved to the Atlanta area where I work in pension consulting.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. And our third guest today is not only a great person who's been on the show many times, but they're filling in for one of our Patreon supporters, Dave Nelson, who couldn't be here thanks to Time Warner. So I'm sure he's cursing Time Warner right now. But this person wrote an awesome book that we loved reading called The Brain Boosting Trivia Book for Adults. And that's our friend Paul Paquette coming to us from Ottawa. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing very well. And sorry about to have to be a sub and all the Time Warner difficulties. So we'll pour one out for him.
Yes, we will. And it's not like you're a stockholder of Time Warner and you helped cause it. So
no.
So for people who don't know you, you do a lot of wonderful things in the trivia community. Why don't you just refresh everyone's memory?
So I curate the Trivia Hall of Fame. That's one thing. Back when the Vegas event was a deal, I went there and did events. I had a newspaper column, free syndicated column for a while. I had a column in Reader's Digest. Sort of things.
Well, wonderful. And I know that I'm very appreciative of you as well. You were one of the first people to see a version of the finished book, being Patrick Swayze, which I appreciate. And I got a chance to see your book. So where can people find your book to pick it up and get a little bit more trivia in their lives?
The publisher is very keen you get it from Amazon, but I couldn't care less. So if you find it at a nice independent bookstore, I'm all for that.
Awesome. And once again, the title is The Brain Boosting Trivia Book for Adults by Paul Paquette.
A title I didn't pick, by the way.
what would have been your title, by the way? I don't know if I knew that.
I never even thought about this. How to win a trivia night, perhaps.
See, that's a little bit more on, you know, like right in your face. Like, if you want to know how to win, just read the book.
Yeah.
A little bit easier. All right. Well, we have our three competitors. The way that today's game is going to work, our previous bonus episodes you may have heard before, such as The Office or other shows like that, the NFL, we would always have competitors that would get the same question and then they would lock in with their answer. But we kind of listened to all those episodes once again, doing a little quality control and thought, you're just hearing a lot of repetitiveness, right, Jeff?
Yeah, that's true. You know, you get everybody locking in with the exact same answer and it's not as exciting. You don't get as much trivia. So what we've done is tried to amass questions, kind of rank them on what I think their relative difficulty is. We're just going to see how it goes.
Right. So all these competitors are going to get their own question to hopefully allow more trivia questions. We have a pretty deep bank today. We have about 45 or so, but hopefully we won't need to use all of them. But the first person to five without missing a question is going to be the winner. So if everyone hits five right away, then the next wrong answer, that person will be eliminated until there's only one, just like Highlander. So hopefully that all makes sense, but I think we'll just go in the order that we introduced everyone. We'll go Nathan, Zane, and Paul. Nathan, are you ready for the first question?
I am as ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw it to Jeff, and if he needs my help, I'll be here, but I think Jeff is going to be able to control this one pretty good.
I'll probably have you in a couple rounds, Neil, read the questions you wrote, because I think they're good, but they're a little on the tough side, so we'll start out with some easy ones, or easier ones. All right, first question to you, Nathan. What is the second largest rainforest in the world following the Amazon?
I would guess it's probably the one in North Queensland, but I can't think of the name of it, so I think I'll have to tap.
All right, and that is the Congo.
Oh. The Congo.
All right, next question is going to be to Zane. This river has had quite a few songs written about it, including ones by Tennessee Ernie Ford and John Denver. What is this river, which is in the shadow of the Blue Ridge Mountains?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go with a river that was around where I used to live in Maryland. So I might be a little bit off geographically, but I feel like I've heard a song about this one before. I'm going to say the Shenandoah.
The Shenandoah River is correct.
Good poll.
All right. And the next question to Paul. The U.S. state of Florida is described often as two geographical areas. One, the Florida Peninsula. What is the other area?
The Panhandle.
Panhandle is correct.
All right, after the first three questions, Zane and Paul on the board with one.
All right. Next round, we've got back to Nathan. I'm sure you've heard about the clean water crisis in Flint, Michigan, as that is still ongoing as of this day. But what I'd like to know is, where is the previous source that Flint, Michigan used before the crisis occurred?
Would that have been Lake Ontario?
Unfortunately, that was Lake Huron.
Lake Huron.
All right, next question is going to go to Zane. City-states like Monaco, San Marino, and Vatican City all have notoriously short borders with their neighbors due to their size. What is the country with the next shortest cumulative land border? Just so you know, it is located in Asia.
I'll go with another country in the city-state kind of category, and I'll say Singapore.
All right, it is not Singapore. It is, in fact, Qatar.
Qatar? Oh, darn it.
All right, and over to Paul. Lake Titicaca sits on the border of which two South American countries?
Okay, Bolivia is one. It's either Argentina or Paraguay. I'm going to go Paraguay.
You were on the right track with the P. It's Bolivia and Peru.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, very close, though. Very close. Now, Jeff, are these difficult as far as geography is concerned for you, or are they kind of rising in difficulty? Because I don't know any of these, so.
Yeah, I would say these are relatively, you know, difficult. Your average, you know, I know the 50 states location person might not know these, so.
Okay, well, I'll just keep my mouth shut then, because I'm not understanding a lot of it. I wrote a couple, but I don't know if they're too hard. But.
Actually, you know what, Neil, on that front, why don't you tell everybody what you wrote? Because I like your questions, and I think we should do them next.
All right, well, thank you. All right, I only wrote three questions, so this is all you guys are going to get, and I hope it's okay. All right. Nathan, this one is for you. What self-governing British overseas territory sitting about 650 miles east of North Carolina is an archipelago whose capital city shares a name with a founding father?
Or an archipelago, if you prefer.
Or archipelago, yes.
All the ones I can think of right off are Spanish and Portuguese. Man, I'm going to have to tap on this one, too.
I can take a stab at it if...
yeah, go ahead.
If you'd like that. I believe this is Bermuda with capital Hamilton.
That is correct. Capital city Hamilton of Bermuda. All right. Now, Zane, here's your official question. While the River Shannon in Ireland is the longest river in the British Isles, this river, flowing through England and Wales at 220 miles long, is the longest river in Great Britain.
My knowledge of British rivers is pretty much limited to just the Thames. So I'm pretty sure that's wrong, but I'm going to say the Thames.
You are close with the Thames, which is number two. But would anyone like to take a guess?
Is it the Avon?
It is not the Avon. I'll give you a little hint. It kind of sounds like a Harry Potter character.
It's Severn. Severn River.
Yeah, yes, the River Severn. Yep. So that is the number one at 220 miles long. But no shame in that, Zane. This is just because I've been watching a lot of British TV over the year. So... and Paul, here's your last question, at least from me. You'll find the first skyscraper and tallest building in Italy, Pirelli Tower, in what city? Italy's second largest, that's home to the Alfa Romeo factory, and considered one of the big four fashion capitals of the world.
Milan.
Milan is correct. So after that question, it looks like Paul has 2 points, Zane has 1 point, and Nathan's still in the fight. Not having a point yet, but still there.
All right, so I'm going to start with Nathan. What is the name of the sea that separates Italy from Croatia?
It's the Aegean, correct? I think. No, not the Aegean.
You're going with Aegean?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I don't think that's right, but...
No, unfortunately, it is not correct. Does anyone else have that one?
It's the Adriatic.
Oh, Adriatic is correct, yes. All right, and so we'll hand it over to Zane. Speaking of the Adriatic, Italy is bordered by the Adriatic on its eastern border. What other sea on its western border?
I mean, my first instinct is to just say Mediterranean, but you probably would tell me to be more specific if I said that.
I would ask that you be more specific than that, yes.
Okay. Trying to think of like the name of the sea that would have like the Italian and French islands in it, like Sardinia and Corsica and all those guys. But I am not sure that I'm going to come up with it. So I think I'll have to tap.
All right. You were in the right area. This would have Sardinia and Corsica and run down to the northern border of Sicily. Anyone know it?
Is it the Tyrrhenian?
Tyrrhenian Sea is correct, yes.
I would never have got that.
I only know that because I used to play diplomacy, and that's one of the seas in the game.
So. Okay. All right, this is a sea-themed round. So the question is, to Paul, the unofficial prequel to Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre has a title that includes the name of what body of water? The only sea that doesn't have a bordering coast.
Okay, it's the Sargasso Sea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, the you are correct. That is the Sargasso Sea.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten that one wrong in trivia before. And I still
for a moment I thought you meant that it was written by the prequel was written by the Bronte sister, but you're actually talking about a different book. So
yes, I'm talking about the unofficial one, Wide Sargasso Sea, by John Reese, I believe. Yeah, or Gene Reese. I can't remember.
Yeah, what's that little extra trivia there?
Yeah, it says that the book was released in 1966, and the Sargasso Sea is bounded by four ocean currents, known for its brown sargassum seaweed and calm blue seawater, where it gets its name.
Oh, nice. Yeah, thank you, Will Gilbert, for that little extra tidbit there.
All right. What are our scores looking like, Neil?
All right. Looks like we have Nathan still yet to be on the board, but still close. Zane with one, Paul with three.
Question to Nathan. The Canadian Four Quarters is a quadripoint formed in 1999, located between Kasaba and Hasbala Lakes. What four provinces and territories form the Canadian Four Corners?
Saskatchewan, Alberta, Yukon Territory. I'm trying to remember the other one, but it's not coming to me. So I'm just going to guess Northern Territory, even though I don't think that's correct.
All right. Saskatchewan and Northwest Territories are correct, but the other two are Manitoba and Nunavut.
Oh, on the other side. Okay. Sorry.
Paul, I figured you'd have that one.
Yeah.
All right. I'm assuming you also know the American Four Corners, though.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask him about that.
I can never remember where all this U.S. states are is a mad jumble to me. Like, I know the East Coast, the West Coast. Everything in between could be anywhere, as far as I know.
That's pretty funny. I was like, I have a feeling you'll know it, but I was curious if you'd know the American Four Corners. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have that one written out. But
I think I can guess. I think it's Utah, Nevada, New Mexico, and Colorado.
You're close.
Okay,
Zane, what do you look like? You had it.
I think you got all of them right, but Nevada. I think the other one is Arizona.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Okay. Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and.
Don't they have like a seal there where you can?
Yeah, they have like a little thing on the ground with the intersection.
Right, you can like stand there. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I've actually been there, and there's a photo op where you can like lay on the ground with one limb in each of the four states. So that's a good picture.
Cool. I always meant to go there, but I'm never really out in the American Southwest. So it anything above 70 degrees, I recognize is too hot. So. All right. And our next question, we're going to go to Zane. In the United States, metropolitan statistical areas often encompass several counties and cross state boundaries. For example, the New York City MSA, a region home to 20 million people, includes 23 counties, which are portions of four different states. What is the only MSA with a population of over 1 million that is entirely contained within one county?
I'm going to say Los Angeles.
You are very close. It is the San Diego. Due to its border, of course, with Mexico, it is entirely contained within one county. The larger urban population of the San Diego area is 3.3 million.
Large military base there, too, I believe.
Yeah, my uncle actually was stationed there for quite a few years. So I have been there. All right, and next question to Paul. Leave it to the British to draw messy borders. One is the only unclaimed landmass in the world outside of Antarctica. This region, shared between Egypt and Sudan, is known as what?
Oh, rats. I was hoping you were going to ask for the countries.
they're getting harder.
Okay. It's something like Sir Wally.
Okay, is that what you're going with?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the Bir Tawil.
Bir Tawil is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is due to the fact that either nation claiming any part of the land would, basically state that the border that the other one disputes is correct. So
yeah,
that neither are willing to take action. There have been people who have gone there and tried to claim it as their own, but
There was one guy who went there and made his daughter a princess.
Yes.
A literal princess.
I think that's every daughter's wish. You know, take me to a country and make me a real princess, Dad.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got the next round. It'll go to Nathan next. What city, the 17th largest in Europe and second in its own country, was according to legend founded by and named after the Punic generals Hamilcar and his son Hannibal?
Hamburg, Germany?
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. It is Barcelona.
Barcelona.
All right, the next question will go to Zane. If you were initially in a boat near Cherbourg, France, prior to being sucked across the core of the Earth, finding yourself diametrically opposed to where you were before at a volcanic island chain south of New Zealand, you might be where near? No, let me, that was not reading. All right. Next question to Zane. If you were initially in a boat near Cherbourg, France, prior to being sucked across the core of the Earth, finding yourself diametrically opposed to where you were before, at what volcanic island chain south of New Zealand might you be near?
Feel like I've heard something called this before. Not sure, but I'll say the Cook Islands.
Okay, these are very early appropriately named for the question. These are the Antipode Islands. As they are the opposite place on Earth from Cherbourg, France. And the next question in the round goes to Paul. Paramaribo is the capital of what country?
Pretty sure this is... Yeah, I'm going to go with Suriname.
Suriname is correct.
Good poll. Good poll.
Well, what are we looking at with scores, Neil?
So that would bring Paul up to 4 with Zane remaining at 1. And Nathan still yet to be on the board, but still close.
Yeah, these are some tough ones that were submitted today.
Now, just as a little break here, because we're getting kind of close here. Do each of you have a favorite geography trivia question that you love seeing at trivia? Because you know it right away. You're like, oh, I'm gonna pounce on all on that one. Zane, how about you?
You might have to come back to me.
Oh no, it's fine. Nathan, do you have a favorite geography trivia question you can think of?
Like, name all the former capitals of Yugoslavia, which is...
Oh, wow.
I can't remember the one for North Macedonia, but because it's new, so I have to...
Skopje, I think.
Okay.
Skopje? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But that's
That's neat.
Old European history is always fun when you, like, you know, capitals of former nations and whatnot.
That's got to be a pretty deep... book of answers, I would think, and all the different countries.
Yeah.
And Paul, do you have a favorite geography trivia fact or trivia question?
Well, I'm trying to, as I mentioned earlier, I'm trying to get a better idea of where all the American states are. And I discovered something called the Mimal Chef. And it's a M-I-M-A-L. So the M is Minnesota and it's the chef's hat.
Okay.
Iowa, it's his head. The other M is Missouri, which is the shirt. Arkansas is his pants, and Louisiana is his feet. And if you look, it looks like he's cooking a chicken of Tennessee on top of Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, he's cooking a Kentucky chicken looks Kentucky like a fried chicken on top leg, of yeah. Tennessee. Yeah.
So I agree. That's one of the easy ones for me too.
Yeah. So the meme male chef I know, and I know the four corners now. So
there you go. I have to look up that picture. Zane, how about you? Any favorite geography facts or trivia questions?
Yeah. So Mount Kilimanjaro is unique among like the seven peaks, like the seven mountains, which are the tallest on their respective continents, and that's the only one, if I remember correctly, that's not in a mountain range. It's just all by its lonesome, and it's also the only one that you can like hike up without any specialized equipment. Like I have some friends from college that have taken trips to like climb Mount Kilimanjaro, and it's not like they're mountaineers or anything. You can just take a trip and do it if you feel like it. So if you want an easy mountain climb, I guess
yeah, easy. I'm sure it still takes a bit of work.
Yeah. Well, it's probably, you know, it's all by its lonesome, like Zane said. Maybe it's a little sad that it's by itself, but it allows, you know, amateur climbers to climb it. So I guess it's a trade-off. So, Jeff, like I said, looks like we got 0-1 to 4. What's this next round looking like?
Yeah, this next question is going to go back to Nathan. In which U.S. state would you find the alphabetically first U.S. national park?
I'm going to guess New York because that's one of the A ones that I can think of right off. So
you're probably thinking of Acadia.
Acadia, yes.
Yes. Acadia is the correct park. That is located in Maine.
Oh, it's in Maine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the park though. So
yeah, good. you were very close on the right track. Next question here is for Zane. The Pan American Highway is a road that goes from Prudhoe Bay on the northern coast of Alaska to the capital of Tierra del Fuego at the southern tip of South America. Well, almost. There's a 66-mile gap called the Darien Gap where the road has not been constructed based on the difficult terrain. It is located in two countries. Name both.
I was hoping you were going to ask me for the capital of Tierra del Fuego, which I know from watching an episode of Top Gear.
What is it?
Ushuaia.
Oh, I didn't remember that one. I know I've seen that episode. I've seen every episode of Top Gear, but
he got like two of the hard to pronounce ones. That Ushuaia, and then the other one that he answered that started with a B.
Oh,
I keep knowing things that are my actual questions. The Darien Gap.
Yeah, and you can't buy a good pair of khakis there, that's for sure.
Neil.
This is all I can contribute.
I'm torn between either it's like something in the Amazon rainforest, so it would be Brazil and another country, maybe something to do with somewhere near the Panama Canal, so that it might be Panama and Colombia. So I guess I just have to take a pick here. I'll go with Panama and Colombia.
Panama and Colombia is the correct choice. You got it.
Nice. Nice job there.
All right. And the next question is going to go back to Paul. I don't really want to be someone who mispronounces this. N'Djamena is the capital of what country?
It's Africa for sure.
I will spell it for you because I know.
Actually, I know the city you mean. I think I'm pretty sure it's in Chad.
You are correct. It is Chad. The country named for the lake that it is or was or
yeah.
Isn't. I don't know.
Much easier to pronounce than N'Djamena.
N'Djamena. So what are we looking at, Neil?
Well, that answer of Chad brought Paul to 5.
So I believe that means Paul won today's game.
Paul is our winner for today. Great job, Paul.
Thanks. I think I might have had slightly easier questions, though. But that's okay.
They all randomized, but since you hit 5, though, why don't, let's just keep going for fun, and we'll sure. Ask a few of these other ones if you guys are okay with that, Zane and Nathan.
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right. Let's go back. So over to Nathan. The capital city of this Indian Ocean island nation shares its name with a television show that went for 10 seasons from 1968 to 1978 and starred Peter Falk in the titular role. What is this capital city?
Colombo.
Colombo is correct. All right, on to the next question. This one's to Zane. It is unclear if you'd find M. Night Shyamalan visiting what second largest city of Croatia?
I feel like the M. Night Shyamalan reference is going way over my head here.
Have you seen a lot of his movies?
I have seen none of his movies.
Oh, you've seen all of his movies.
I just realized what this is.
Because, like, I know that, like, he had that, like, trilogy of, like, superhero movies. Like I guess Split is something that could be, like, the name of a Czech city. So I guess I'll say Split.
Split is the correct answer.
Oh.
I didn't know anything aside from Zagreb for Croatian cities. So well done. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Yeah, that's a cool fact. I didn't know that one either.
All right, Paul, what Pacific Island nation is the only country to fall into all four hemispheres?
It's pronounced Kiribati, but it looks like Kiribati.
Yes, Kiribati is correct. All right, so I'm going to ask a couple more questions before we end the game. These are just going to be toss-ups, so the first person to get it, just shout it out. How many countries does the Sahara Desert cover?
Since no one else has said a number yet, I'll just say 10.
I think it's 13.
Okay. I'll say 12. I have no idea.
All close, but 11. It's 11. Okay. Egypt, Algeria, Chad, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Niger, Sudan, Western Sahara, Tunisia.
Wow.
You got that, Neil?
Oh, yeah, I'll remember that. I'm just thinking of the Matthew McConaughey movie, Sahara. So that's all where my head is at.
What country is the largest in Africa by area?
By area is
it's
Congo.
Algeria.
It's Algeria. Oh,
yeah.
It's Congo, I believe.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is actually Algeria. Oh. Very close behind is the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then Sudan.
Oh, wow.
All right. How many countries make up the Arabian Peninsula?
Five.
Yeah,
it is five.
Yeah.
I count Yemen, Oman, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE for seven.
Yeah.
A lot of it was good gusto, though. Good teamwork. Everyone thought it was five. So
yeah. So those are some of my questions, because I like making people pull up maps in their head and then do math. So. But I think everyone did, you know, pretty well today. There were some, definitely some hard questions in there. I appreciate all of the people who submitted questions today. I think there were definitely some good ones in there.
No, there were some really good ones.
Actually, they were all good. I think all of these are good questions.
Right, and like I was saying, you know, I don't know what is hard and what is easy, but our competitors did a great job. We did have one listener, Jay Friend. He wasn't able to be on the episode today, but he just submitted one question, which I thought was kind of fun. It might be.
I was going to save this one if we got to a tiebreaker.
So let's just do it this way. There's three competitors. Let's start with Zane. Can you name three countries that start and end with the letter A?
Algeria, Albania, Australia.
Okay, right. Those are three. Now there's nine total. So let's see, Nathan, can you name three outside of Algeria, or the ones that Zane said, I should say?
I definitely got the easiest part of this question.
Paul's the one who gets the hard one, but he did win today's game, so I feel like that's only fair.
So he said Algeria, Australia, and what was it?
And Albania.
And Albania. So Andorra.
Yes.
Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And... Armenia.
There you go.
All right.
All right, Paul. It's left to you.
Right. There's Australia. Austria, rather.
Austria, yes.
My wife actually made a point of memorizing all the world's countries in alphabetical order.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm sure she could do this without a moment's hesitation. But
that's a skill I do not possess.
Yeah. It was her way of counting sheep at night. So instead of counting sheep, she'd go A countries, B countries.
Oh.
I'll kick myself when I hear them, too.
If you want, I can nudge you in the right direction.
Okay, sure.
One is South African.
Okay.
And the other is Caribbean.
Antigua is the Caribbean one.
Antigua and Barbuda actually works that way as well. Yep.
Okay. Southern Africa. So you got South Africa, Lesotho, Eswatini, Mozambique, Angola.
Angola is correct.
Great, great teamwork from all of you. Yes. That's a hard question. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this geography bonus. We're kind of learning as we go here, fixing the rules and getting them to be the best listening experience. But let's start with Nathan. Thank you very much for hanging out with us today. Any shout outs or plugs, anything you'd like to say? Floor is yours.
Nothing really at the moment. I'm trying to get back into music now that COVID's going away and clubs are open, but
nice.
Nothing on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw a cymbal behind you and some sound deadening panels. Is that what I'm seeing? Are you a drummer?
Yes. Oh, I've actually got a whole studio.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So
you weren't kidding.
Yeah. No, I so you know, I do a lot of just recording by myself, but I'm trying to get a band back together and whatnot, so maybe nice. More on that front in a few months. We'll
good,
see.
Good luck to you. I know it's hard. Ken's tried to put a couple bands together over the years. So
yeah.
We definitely know what that's like. So best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Yes, best of luck. And who's behind you there with the fedora? I know it's a visual or an audio medium we're on here, but
it's going to be Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Mostly when guests stay over, I put him outside the door of the guest room in the middle of the night. So. Or put him in the bathroom.
So what you're saying is if you were an Airbnb, you would not be guaranteeing a big sleep.
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Nathan. Definitely hit us up if you get that band together, and we'll have to hear from you soon, we hope, and get you on a regular episode.
Cool.
Zane, great job today. Any shout outs or last statements from you?
Yeah, so I was just on, so I pretty much did all my shout-outs on that episode. I guess I've been going to bar trivia on and off for a while, but I'm handicapped by the fact that I know nothing about pop culture from before I was born, which seems to be a very popular topic for bar trivia. So if you live in Metro Atlanta and are on the Discord and know about that stuff, then maybe hit me up.
You and I should be teammates. I used to think I was really good at pop culture and realized that hasn't been true since 1995. So.
And Zane, what's your Discord name?
I think it's just my name.
Oh, it's just your name. Zane, great. Place. So All of our Discord members, if you can, hit them up and help them out. I would help out if I could, but I'm not in Atlanta. But if it's a stream or something, let me know and I'll see what I can do. Paul, you had the great book, as we said, the brain boosting trivia book for adults with a title that you hate, but the content is all good. So any Thanks. Last shout outs from you?
Well, every time I'm on your show, I discover you've got a surprising number of listeners in Ottawa. So for the couple dozen of you, my wife has a book called Ottawa Road Trips by Laura Byrne Paquette. So, and you may be interested in Atlanta for some reason, God knows why, or Dallas, but you know, who knows?
No, that's great. So you said it's Ottawa Road Trips?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll have to take some of those road trips ourselves, maybe drive up to Canada at some point, Jeff, and come play trivia. So thank you all for joining us. Jeff, I'll throw it to you. You're the geography man. Any final statements on the state of geographical trivia?
I think geographical trivia is in a good place, you know?
That's your...
Yes, the pun was intended. But no, it's always been a fascination of mine, and it continues to be, especially as you know, the map has changed somewhat dramatically even since we were children, Neil, with about 15 countries that didn't exist when we were born, or maybe more, and so it's not set in stone, and even looking back into the histories, and I love to find out why borders ended up the way they were, especially some of the weird ones, and I don't know. I just think there's a lot there, a lot that you can learn, and I find it very enriching. So,
well, no, I agree, and I appreciate you hosting today's episode. If you'd like to listen to more content, you can go to our weekly Tuesday episodes for more general knowledge trivia with geographical questions there, geography questions. And the last thing I'll say, other than a thank you to our guests and everyone who wrote questions, Jeff, is you're talking about how borders are ever changing, and as we know, there are no more borders, just Barnes & Noble now. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We thank you for listening. For Zane, Nathan, Paul, and Jeff, my name is Neil, and that was Triviality Bonus.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.